My name is Jessie Ace. I'm part of a group of enabled warriors that you've probably never heard of. We're fighting back against our invisible illness and taking the dis out of disability. We don't give sympathy to our symptoms. They enable us to be the warrior that we are. If you ask doctors and nurses, they'd say what we're doing is impossible. But pushing the limits of our conditions is something that we have to break through every single day. We push the limits. We are mentally strong. We can do anything. The question is, how far can we push those limits? This podcast will give you the answers. I'm Jessie Ace, and this is the Disabled to Enabled podcast. Hey lovely, welcome to part three. Are you ready to find out some not so super quick secrets today? It's time to have some fun and ask the questions that you really want to know the answers to. Part three is the place to be to pick up some more awesome book ideas, learn about some cool places that you can travel to in the future sometime, and what would you say is the scariest thing that you've ever done? Plus, have you ever done anything as weird as today's guest? Get ready for your weekly dose of not so super quick secrets. Okay, Damien, what is the most inspiring book you've ever read?
Right. You know, these are ones that I left. I was like, no, I'll just deal with them in the moment because the most inspiring book. Oh, Never Be Sick Again by Raymond Francis. That was the most inspiring book I've ever read because this is a guy, he's a professor or a doctor. I can't remember. He's like a, not a medical doctor. Oh, but he's a scientist. So he's a doctor, but he's not a medical doctor. And his health was failing. And he just kind of, none of the doctors knew what was wrong with him. And he was like, I'm a doctor. I'm not a medical doctor, but I'm a pretty smart guy. I'm a scientist. So I can figure this out. Science to the rescue. And over time he was like, if you give the cells of your body raw components to help the body rebuild itself when the body goes into repair mode, then you can have better wellness. You can never be sick again. So that the man's idea of being confronted with extremely dire health issues and the people who were supposed to help him get out of those dire circumstances, they weren't able to help. And he's like, well, I'm going to do something. And he, if you read this in the book, you figure out what he does and how he breaks things down so simply. And I think that's one of the most impactful books I've ever read because it leaves the notion of the power is in your hands. You might be in a very dire situation. That seems to be the only word that's that works in that situation. But you might be in a very dire situation. However, you can remove yourself from the situation. You can. And so that book was, very good for me to read at a point in my health where I still was figuring things out and trying one doctor's thing and listening to another doctor and going to another doctor's thing. And here's a learned man, a scientist, not a doctor, affecting his health to the better. And bringing his health more to the realm of like wellness than illness. That coupled with the man's stick-to-itiveness and drive and belief in himself to figure something else out other than what is being presented to him. Yeah, man, that's important to me. And I guess I keep that sort of spirit in me. And it's part of what drives me.
Nice. So just repeat the title and author again. One last time.
Yeah. Never Be Sick Again by Raymond Francis.
Nice. Let's check that one out. That sounds good. That will be in our email as well. So if you're signed up to our email list, you can go and check out that book. We'll have a link to it and you can go and check that out.
Simple read, and it's not like you better do this, or like, it's just like a dude. He's like, this was me and this is what I did. And now maybe you could do that too. Good day. Thank you for purchasing my book. There's a lot less, it's not very heady or weighty. It's just, here are some words.
Sounds like a good book to me.
Now I'm
checking it out.
Yeah, it's not bad. It's not bad. It's not bad.
That's your review of the whole book. It's not bad.
Not bad.
worth a read. Not bad. Okay, favorite question of the whole thing. What is the weirdest thing that you've ever done?
Yeah, no, I paused on the Rape of Francis. The weirdest thing I've ever done. Look, I mean, this is me here. I'm a pretty wild dude, so I don't even know if I can. My brain is like, what is a very sensibly appropriate thing, wild thing that I have done? Because I've done some wild things in my time. Yeah. Oh, especially wow. When I was younger. Repeat the question.
What is the weirdest thing that you've ever done?
You know, the weirdest thing I have ever done is trying things out and seeing what the outcome will be. And like for like months. So if it's like, well, if I'm gonna eat these parsnips for the next 2 months and only parsnips, I'm gonna do it. And like, and so on and so forth. It's my notion of like, well, this seems strange, but I'm going to do it, and I'm going to do it to the max, and I'm going to do it to the max for 3 months before I even start to have judgments. Okay. So who knows what goes in that bag? You know, the diet switching up can go in that bag. There, you know, a few other practices that it's like, wait, what did you do? Did you do that for 3 months? Oh, Lord. It's like, well, I thought I was trying to find some wellness. So I think that's kind of the weirdest thing I've ever done, is just go full force in the direction of something that doesn't really, I don't understand how it could help my health outcomes or, you know, be a good thing, but I'm going to do it, and I'm going to do it even when or if I don't see results initially. I'm still going to continue. Okay. That's the weirdest thing I've ever done.
So what are the things that you tried out that you had to do for 3 months that you were like, oh, is this really going to work? Come on, throw some out.
Well, I'm going to do this just because it's top of mind and we're here right now. Coffee enemas.
Oh,
yeah, that's what I'm saying. You see how that's not a top of a mind or a top of a lip thing to really just throw out there in the space. But like, when you're late, like, first of all, if you have to get to a place where you're like reading on the internet and it's like, well, there's coffee enemas. I'm like, excuse me? And then you have sort of get to a place where you're like, you know, I'm hurting so bad that I would like to see what happens if I stick 16 ounces of coffee in my bum and just lay there on my side for 20 minutes.
That's what should be in your vlog. Totally. These weird things that you try.
Oh, no. I've already vlogged about this. This was years ago. Yeah, girl, I got to send you the videos. Oh, no, that man, it worked like a charm. Lord, Jesus, listen. Okay? And that's what I'm saying. Like, it's a lot of the weird stuff. It's like, it's not pretty. It's not, you know, table talk. But, yeah, you sort of, I'm in this disease landscape. My knees hurt, and I really haven't gone to the bathroom like a normal person in quite some time. What's going on? I can't really see. It's like, oh, wait. Put a venti's worth of coffee up your butt? Okay.
Let it go. Why not?
Sure. And, you know, then find some wellness in there and be like, oh, okay, I see what this does and I see how this works and I see, oh, okay, cool. And then add that to the toolbox accordingly. You know, I haven't done it, needed to do it in quite some time, but that's certainly when you are in a place of disease and you just want to feel better and you don't know like what, oh, go in the field and beat a fairy over the head and then take his dust from his dust sacks and sprinkle it on your eyes and be like, no, like, you don't care what it is.
Yeah.
So hearing, understanding this thing, and the more I read about it, the more I was like, all right, well, if I do this wrong, you know, Angela will come home to her husband with this thing up his butt. And like,
I mean, that's a great story to tell in itself, right?
But I can't walk like this anymore. I can't. It's, my vision's horrible. My walk's horrible. I'm tired. This. Okay, let's see. Let's give this a go. And I think that's kind of part of having MS, is sort of dealing with symptoms and then being presented with unorthodox things. Mm-hmm. And then having you go whole hog on the activity. You are going full force forward. That's three Fs. You are going fast forward. That's two Fs. In the direction of what this thing might be, that might maybe give you some wellness. And it's, there's no guarantee, but it's just maybe. And you're like, okay, fine. Let's go. It's something that you really need to be prepared for, but also make sure that you are not removing things from your life just because they sound weird, that might eventually actually give you some wellness that no one in the industry could have given you or told you about.
Totally. Yeah. And if you're out there listening and you've tried something really weird, please get in touch with me and let me know, because that's really interesting. Let's just take a short break to thank our sponsors. Enabled Warriors, do you want to win a copy of the Enabled Warrior Symptom Tracker book for free? The Symptom Tracker book will allow you to track your symptoms, instantly spot triggers, and get the best care possible from your doctors. Dr. Gretchen Hawley from the MSing Link said it was brilliant for those with chronic illnesses to give their doctors more accurate information. Recording these nuggets of information can be a game changer in receiving the best care for you and your symptoms. Inside the book, you'll find everything that you need to live your best life with chronic illness. Have you ever sat in an appointment and couldn't recall when your symptoms started, how long they lasted, the date of your first relapse, how long you've been on medication? Oh, me too. It's so annoying. That's why I made these pages in the book to help with this. Do you want to find out what foods are triggering your symptoms? Great. That's in the book too. Do you wish that you could wake up feeling positive and energetic every single day? The daily sheets in this book will help you do just that. Enter the giveaway by going to www.mybookgiveaway.com and enter your details through the message on Facebook Messenger that will pop up. If you are impatient and you want one now, then go get your Enabled Warrior Tracker book from www.enabledwarriors.org/book. Both of the links are in the show notes, so go and click them there. And get in control of your chronic illness today and start living the life you deserve. Stay Enabled Warriors. Now let's get back to our guest. I want to know.
Look, I was out here on the internet talking about how I had coffee on my butt with Jesse Ace out here. So if you think that you did some weird thing, trust me, you see if it's weirder than that. And even if it is weirder than that, yeah, then you still might want to call Jesse and be like, hey, or not call her, email and be like, hey, you know, I had been trying out this weird thing. Yeah, no, it's even weirder than David Washington talking about the coffee on his butt. So let's talk about this. Or you might be at home like, you know, this is a weird thing, but it's not as weird as Damien Washington holding the vent is worth a coffee up his butt for 20 minutes. Oh, I'm going to try it out.
There'll be people everywhere Googling that now. You know that, right?
Oh, well, they should. I mean, don't put the Starbucks stuff back up in there. Use the thing, the stuff that is made for the stuff, for show. But yeah, no. Say again?
The cheap and nasty stuff, not like the top quality stuff.
Yeah, no. You know, but you got to get that super top shelf. You need to get that golden roast, but that's a whole nother story. Bottom line, there's a very good chance that in order to begin to get ahead of this diseased place that you're in, you might have to do some things that are unorthodox or even unthinkable. In order to put yourself in a different position to be able to have and manage another set of wellness, you know?
Yeah, totally. Yeah, that's a very interesting answer. Probably one of the most interesting that we've ever had.
Okay. Yeah, so I'm like, yo, it's like, Jesse, I'm like, yo, I'm a wild dude. I'm out here, son. I do the most. I don't think you ask me that question is not the same as you asking a regular person that question.
I have nurses as friends. Like, I totally get it. It's fine. I've heard some weird stuff. So what is the most amazing place that you've ever visited?
The most amazing place I've ever visited is Mauritius. Ooh, Mauritius is nice. A tiny island off the coast of Africa, and it's a French territory at one time. And like I said, my gal's part French, so we were hanging out with her French family, and one of her French sisters is working a job in Maurice, as the French guys say. But Mauritius, man, it's gorgeous, it's serene, it's one of the most, if not the most remote place in the world. Ooh. Like, it took 36 hours of travel, like door to door, it was 36 hours. Like, I started a timer when I shut my door, and I stopped the timer when I got to my father-in-law's place, and that was 36 hours.
Wow.
So, of like straight travel. So it is nowhere near nothing. And it's just gorgeous and looks like a place that not a lot of people have been to. So that in Mauritius is certainly the most wonderful, beautiful place I've ever been to.
Nice. Okay, let's agree to all take a trip there after, you know, all this weird stuff's going on.
Yeah, man, you want to go to Mauritius, trust me.
Yeah, if we're going to go in lockdown again, we might as well spend it in Mauritius, right?
Okay.
Like, yes.
Okay. The place is so small. Like, there's been like 100 cases or like a couple hundred cases, something like that. And wow. Then like all the lockdowns and all the stuff on again. It's tiny. So once you sort of, all right, no one new is coming in here. Great. All of us, you know, take care of this thing. Great. Okay, we're good. It's one of those. Yeah.
That's good. We're going into lockdown again on Thursday, which sucks. So, yeah. But anyway, that's a different time. So let's get back. What is the scariest thing you've ever done?
Lay on the floor and put 16 ounces of coffee up my butt.
If it was live on YouTube, then maybe.
No.
That's brilliant.
What's the most scary thing? I honestly, it might be one and the same. I think just the idea of you doing something that you don't know 100% of, just to see if you can get some wellness. Like, at some point, I was drinking food grade hydrogen peroxide, and that sounds strange, but like, it's a thing. But there's kind of no sort of like official chart dose, a set of doses. And there's like, oh yeah, start off with one drop and then over the weeks and add another drop. And then I'm like, yeah, but I'm gonna need some more charts. I'm gonna need some more numbers, bro. Cause y'all are talking about me drinking, I don't know, hydrogen peroxide.
Yeah, which is what you find air bleach and things, isn't it?
Well, yeah, but it's food grade hydrogen peroxide. So that's a whole nother. Precisely. Yeah. So it's like a different potency and whatever. Whatever. So I know that's what I'm saying. Like, what was the question? What was the question?
Scariest thing you've ever done.
The scariest thing is you just want to feel better. And the people that are supposed to help you feel better, they don't really have too much for you. And you are doing the things that the people who are supposed to help you feel better do, and you still don't really feel better, but you know that you can. And so you're going to look to figure this out. And I think that's the most scary thing, because if I'm sitting here with a bottle of food grade hydrogen peroxide trying to figure out how to get the doses and the dilutions and all that stuff going properly, then that's scary territory to be in, that this is even on the table for consideration.
Yeah.
And I just kind of got I'm sure there's some wellness in it somewhere, but I was not willing to get it wrong. So I, you know, got off that boat. But the fact that this is even up for consideration, up for exploration, because you don't, that's how horribly you feel, man, that's scary.
Mm. As long as you put it in the right end, you're all right, though.
Hey, Jesse Hayes, ladies and gentlemen. Jesse Hayes, ladies and gentlemen, she'll be here all week. That's right. Make sure you chip your bartender. Yeah.
Okay, Damien, last question. Where can other warriors find out more about you and what you do?
YouTube.com/NoStressMS or DamienWashington.com or Damien Washington on Instagram or DDubs57 on Twitter. Like, it's not hard to find me. I'm a public figure. Put Damien with two A's in Washington in Google, you gonna find some iteration of me. Holla at your boy.
Nice. Just Google him, guys. Just Google him. Thank you so much for coming on the show today. We have learned so much from you. It's been awesome. And remember, warriors, stay enabled. We'll catch up soon, Damien. Thanks. Bye.
Hey, look, thanks for having me, Jesse. Thank you. Thanks for listening, guys.
Yay.
Yay. Hey, I'm over here giving you a virtual high five right now, Enabled Warrior, because you just completed another episode of the Disabled to Enabled podcast, and that is so awesome. Well done. This time together has flown by, though, so let's keep the conversation going. You are exclusively invited to join me in the Enabled Warriors Facebook group. We're a community of like-minded warrior friends with all kinds of different illnesses. We love playing games, doing quizzes, sharing our pet photos, and we are all there for each other through the bad times. All the links are waiting for you in the show notes, so I'll see you in there when you join.